healing covenant. Healing covenant. Now, what will be the purpose of this teaching? The purpose of this teaching will be to show us that healing is part of God's divine nature. It's also part of the great covenant that God has established with his people throughout the ages, including the New Testament. We are going to be looking at the old covenant and also the new covenant. We see through the eyes of the scriptures the mind of God concerning healing, not only of our bodies, for our spirits, our souls, our emotional healing, psychological healing, mental healing. You know, I'm trusting God that God will give us God is going to give us, he will give us mighty results when it comes to mental cases. I tell you what, please, you better say amen with me. And it's going to happen. It's going to happen with mental issues. We've seen a few cases, you know, in the church. Testimonies. We'll be seeing more of that. We'll be looking at the various ways, the streams of healing. There are many streams. We'll look at all the streams of healing made available by God to us, the technology behind healings. And then much more than that, we ourselves will be healed in the process. Not only that, these scriptures kept ringing in my heart. Because I tell you what, God wants to do very great things. And I believe it's starting from us here. There's going to be a revival. I'm telling you, it's going to be on the streets. I say to be on the streets. To go beyond the boundaries of the church. Because this is God's intention. That the anointing, you know, you can't box it in just within the four walls of the church. And who are the people that God is going to use if not you? It's you. It's you. Some of our people went to there's going to be a lot of impartation service. We have some of our people that went to the prison. Very powerful testimony. When they came back, you know, our pastor, say what happened. I was rejoicing in my heart. I went to the prison and some dangerous healing happened with an inmate. He said, I was told that Pastor Bradan was there, right? Everything we say here, by the grace of God, we try to confirm it. And sometimes I ask someone, can you confirm? Are you there? Because it's very important. Why? Because I cannot advertise God. He's the one who advertises himself, right? And what God has not done, I can't say he has done it. Hallelujah. So they went to the prison, and all the prison warden and everybody was there just watching instant healing. Got all the people together to pray for someone. There it was, that is, the whole place erupted, as I was told. Joy came, people were surprised, including all the government officials, the prison people. This is what God wants to do. I was discussing with someone. You know, there are many ways in which we'll see from the scriptures, and God is going to also see, you know, as we go through the word of God, there will be a reorientation. You know, there's going to be like a shift in what we used to believe. I tell you what, God can heal the unbeliever. Because he wants to show, most of the people that were healed by Jesus, they were not believers. That is how he can show the riches of his grace. So sometimes people receive it and get healed. Sometimes he will heal them, you know, and then bring them in. He will show them. I was so excited on two Sundays ago. We have the youth president of the parliamentarian. Youth parliamentarian president, you know, we're having their anniversary or something. So they did the one in the mosque, and they brought Muslims to church. so excited, close to about, how many of them? Close to, there were many, many Muslims. And that was the first time some of them have been in the church. Because some of them, they don't understand the way we worship. You know, so that was the first time. They were in awe. And as the Holy Ghost was moving, was in people, they were so shocked. One of the guys, I told him, I'm going to be in Gombe. He's been calling and said, please, I would like to come and pick you up at the airport when you come. That is how it's supposed to be. Hallelujah. So, God is going to be using everyone here. I can see you being used. I can see you being mightily. Because there's going to be a mighty impartation that will flow from here. And it's going to be a very big wave. Please, write these things down, because all these things will come to pass. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Can somebody beside me say a very big hallelujah to that? And see what God says here. Jesus, you know, while I was coming, this thing was just ringing my heart. It says, John chapter 12, verse 24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But it says, but if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. Jesus is talking about his death. You know, he's the great and the mighty healer. You know, bringing people to the Lord. You know, introducing them to the love of God. You know, to love of the Father. And he says, when he dies, then he will bring out fruits, many. And where are the fruits? All born again Christians, you. So one came so we can have many. If one did not die, we won't have many. Hallelujah. So you're a healer. Hallelujah. You go on healing people, you know, stretching forth your hands, casting out demons, because they go heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out demons, you know, and do all that, and then implement the kingdom of God. Because the kingdom of God is power, and it says that the kingdom of God has come. So we implement it in politics, we implement it everywhere. The healing grace can be applied not only for health. There are cases that people are going through, you know, there are physical cases. People might think probably it needs deliverance, but it might just need a touch of the healing grace. How do I know this? Let's open our Bibles to the book of Genesis and see the first mention of healing. So right now, we are looking at the covenants and the display of God through the times, the ages. So we saw that in the days of Abraham. Hallelujah. See what happened to Abraham here. Very quickly. Very quickly. So, hallelujah. Genesis 20 verse 17 to 18. Remember when Abraham, you know, and his wife, you know, they were moving and then they got to a certain city, in a certain country, and Abimelech went and took his wife. Then God now appeared unto him in a dream and said, you are dead if you don't return that man's wife to him. Remember the story when he said, oh, she's my sister, and the man was innocent. So he said, oh, I did it in the innocence of my heart. I didn't know that she was another man's wife. And one of the things that happened there was that God caused all his wife, everyone to be barren. Not only that, God also restrained him from touching her. How did he do that? Probably it was through some physical metabolic pathways. You know, probably lost his potency. Or somehow God restricted him. It is there that it was God that stopped him. You know, how did he know that they were barren? This thing didn't just happen overnight. Because if you read that story very well, there's no how this thing will have happened overnight. It must have taken time. So he must have kept her in his house for a while. And then discovered that all his maidens, all the maids in his house, his wives, everyone barren. And then God now told him, return the man's wife. So he took the wife and returned. He also, you know, just did some favor, paid some money, and gave him some things, you know. And see what God said that he would do here. It said, so Abraham prayed. God told him, say, so Abraham prayed. He said, go and tell my man will pray for you. So Abraham prayed, and then God healed Abimelech. Have you seen that? So Abimelech has had a problem. So God healed Abimelech, right? And then his wife and his maidservants. So it means that Abimelech will have lost his virility, his potency. That's what it means here. Otherwise, he would not have needed healing. And then made all his wife and also the maid everywhere to be barren. So they couldn't conceive. They were trying to jump to this doctor, jump to that doctor. So what in there was healing? And this was the first mention of healing in the scriptures. Say, for the Lord had closed up all the wombs of the house of Abimelech because of Sarah, Abraham's wife. Have you seen that there? So it needed what? Healing. Healing for the barren. And it talks about the womb. The womb might also be a business. It might be the womb, you know, of a business. You know, it might be the mental womb. No productivity. You know, so we are trusting God that God is going to bring healing to in the precious name of Jesus. This is how the healing grace also can be applied. Praise the name of the Lord. So now, in the healing covenant, we are going to look at the Old Testament very briefly, how God is going to help us. We look at the new, we look at the atonement, the work of the atonement. We look at the Old Covenant, the New Covenant, and then we look at the atonement, the concept of the atonement, and then we draw some truth out of this. And I believe that God is going to help us in Jesus' mighty name. So we could see there that God, you know, prayed, and then God now did what? Abraham prayed, and then healing came. Praise the name of the Lord. So let's look at healing in the Old Covenant. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26 rather. Exodus 28. Exodus 15, 26. See what it says there. And it says, this was in the Old Covenant. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In fact, let's read that together. It says what? If thou would do what? If thou would diligently heed to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight and give ear to his commandment and keep all his statutes. It says, I will put none of the diseases on you which I have brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that heals you. Have you seen that day? Right? I'm the Lord that healed thee. So he said, if thou diligent, and this is the old covenant. This was after they had crossed the Red Sea. But before then, the healing nature of God was made manifest. Even before now, we're still going to come back to this place. But before now, so we looked at the time of Abraham. Before there was anything like the old covenant. And then let's look at what happened in Egypt. The Passover. Because the Passover will give us also an idea. So we can know. See, because we need to understand these things, that our God is a healer. And our God wants to heal us. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. So let's look at the Passover. And then we'll come back to this. Open your Bible to the book of Exodus chapter 12, verse 1 to 14. You can read that, you know, Exodus 12 from verse 1 to 14. Because of our time, we'll just move very fast. Maybe we'll just do this one tonight. And then we'll continue the rest. Hallelujah. So Exodus 12 from verse 1 to 14, if you read that, you'll see something. It's talking about the Passover lamb. Exodus, the movement of God's people from the land of captivity to the promised land. And in this passage, you discover that this is one of the greatest passages of the scripture in the Bible concerning the healing covenant or the covenant of healing. You know, we could see from the historical exodus of the nation of Israel that as they left Egypt, they had to partake of the Passover lamb. And that Passover lamb is a type of the great salvation God has offered unto us, even through Christ. So God spoke to them in Exodus chapter 12, verse 3. He says, speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, he says, on the 10th day of this month, every man shall take for himself a lamb according to the house of his father, a lamb for every household. Then from Exodus 12, from 5 to 6, it says, that lamb, your lamb, shall be without blemish. So it should not, it will have everything complete. You know, complete eyes. It will not be, everything will be complete. No blemish at all. Complete. No part missing. The legs will not be missing, the eyes missing, all the ears. Everything complete. And then, now, they were to keep it for 14 days so that all the thing that the lamb has eaten, everything will have been excreted. Right? Because he kept him fasting for 14 days. And then God now told them, he said, now you shall keep it until 14 day of the same month. Then the whole assembly shall gather at twilight. Now, they will gather at a time when the sun is below the horizon. You know, when the sun is setting, when it's not dark, when it's not a date, I mean, it's not night season, and it's not very bright. You know, when you don't see the sun at all, but the rays of the sun, I mean, the sun is beyond, is below the horizon, but the rays of the sun is being, you know, reflected. I mean, of us understand what I mean. Like in the evening, sometimes that sweet moment, said, it is at that window that you would carry out this. So you shall kill it, right? And then they shall take it. And he told them how they are going to eat it whole. You know? And he said that this shall be the lamb. That lamb that you saw there was a type of Christ. Was type of Christ. How do I know that? Let's check the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7. 1 Corinthians 5 verse 7. It said, therefore, purge out the whole leaven, that you may be a new lamb, since you truly are unleavened. For indeed, Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us. So on that night, the Passover lamb was sacrificed, which typifies Christ. It's a type of Christ. Was a shadow. The Old Testament, you have to understand that the Old Testament and the New Testament, they are all the Word of God. The Old Testament is the New Testament concealed. The New Testament is the Old Testament revealed. You know, so when God was speaking in the Old Testament, was speaking in shades, in shadows, in signification. So when he brought the lamb, you see this a lamb, but everything was pointing to Jesus. Hallelujah. So in the Old Testament, we had the shadow. In the New Testament, we had the substance. So everything was pointing to Jesus. So that lamb that was slain, you know, after 14 days, before the people left Egypt, said, when you do this, you make sure that you get the loins, you dress, put on your sandals, because you are about to check out from Israel, from Egypt. Then you take the blood, you know, put it on the lintels, doorpost, so that when the enemy of death comes, you know, that comes to kill the firstborn, it will not touch you. Not only that, when that happened, you can see the impact. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalm 105, verse 37. The impact of this, of that blood of the lamb. What was the impact? Very quickly, please. Psalm 105, 37. Psalm 105, 37. See what it says there.
He said, he brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble among their tribes. Not one. Because of the work of the blood that was shed of the lamb, which was a shadow. And that lamb was speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So just imagine that you had close to about 3 million people. You know, some theologians say there are about 6 million people leaving Egypt to the promised land, and not one person was sick. Not one person was sick. Not one. So if you took, you did combination and permutation, like mathematician, you know, sometimes in the mathematician they can do some, you know, bring out some formulas that at least if you have 2,000 people in my time out here, or 3,000, at least we'll find a certain percentage that will be sick. Some of them will have headaches, some of them will have heart disease, some of them will have hypertension, some probably diabetes. But just see, in a population of 6 million, not one was weak. Not one. That is because of the power of the blood that was shed. Hallelujah. 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 So this is it. And that is what God is saying. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Listen, and if God did it in the old covenant, with just, this was just a symbol, a type, a signification, something just to show that this is the real thing. Now, when the real thing now happens, what do you think is going to happen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, when they now crossed over, and now God decided to deal with them, you know, gave them some set of rules, the laws that they will keep, you know. Then we came to the book of Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. It says, and if you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, right? Exodus 15, 26. And give ear to his commandment and keep all his statutes. It says, I will put none of these diseases on you which I have put, I brought upon. See, if you check the scriptures, I mean, if you check the manuscript, the correct, if you check, you can check some other translation. But the correct translation of this is that I will not allow the diseases that came upon the children of Egypt to come upon you. Because it says, I am the Lord that healeth thee. So, is what is the Lord that what? That heals us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's not the Lord that puts diseases on us. Because we have to understand this. He heals. Somebody say, oh, God is just putting this on me so he can teach me a lesson. It's a lie. Because he's the one that heals. In fact, if you check the scriptures, you will discover that in this place, right, his covenant name was revealed. Say, for I am Jehovah Rapha. I am God, your healer. I am God, your physician. So, is an oncologist can take care of cancer? Is an orthodontist, he can take care of your teeth? You saw it on Sunday in church. He's a dentist. He's a bone setter. He's he's a physiotherapist. You know, he's a physician. Hallelujah. He's a gynecologist. That's what he's saying there. He said, for I am the Lord God, thy physician. He's an obstetrician. That is God. A dentist. A what again? A heart surgeon, a cardiologist. He's a neurosurgeon. Hallelujah. And what is this bone people? What are they called again? Igbobi. Oh yeah. An orthopedic doctor. Yeah. So he could arrange bones. On Sunday, I was so excited, you know. God told us by ministry that bones were going to be rearranged. You know, that was the word that came forth. Sister gave a testimony. For many years, her neck, the bone, as the Holy Spirit was coming, said she had just, you know, it takes some power to do that. That is the power of the Holy Ghost. And then there was the rearrangement. Why? Because he's an orthopedic doctor. Put your hands together. It's the Lord God that healeth you. It's not the Lord God that puts diseases on you. Hallelujah. This was under the old covenant. Is somebody excited about our God? I say, are you? See, listen, this is just the old covenant. Hallelujah. This is before the old covenant. We saw what he did. We saw what he did even in the land of Egypt. Hallelujah. 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 Oh my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is the God that you serve. Lift up your voice and just thank him for tonight. Oh my God. Give him praise. Sabalos Kibredo. Hakamanta Namrendes Kesiata. Bredesh Kedras Kibredo. Go ahead and just give him praise. Let's stand up and just give him praise tonight. Lift up your voice and just thank him. Baluski Gedeske Bradoski Sayati. Under the old covenant, we saw what God did. He says, I am Jehovah Rapha. I am Lord God, your healer. I am Lord God, I heal you. I heal you. I am Lord God, your healer. I am Lord God, your healer. Nabradoski Bradeske Salati. Lift up your voice and just begin to bless him and just, oh God, just magnify his name. Magnify his name. There is power mighty in the blood. Oh my God. There is power mighty in the blood. There is power mighty in the blood of Jesus Christ. There is power mighty in the blood. Just worship for a while. There is power mighty in the blood. Worship, worship, worship. There is power mighty in the blood. Worship, worship. There is power mighty in the blood. There is power mighty in the blood. There is power mighty in the blood of Jesus Christ. There is power mighty in the blood. Thank you, King of Glory. Listen, before we close this evening, I believe that God, by the Spirit of God, wants to touch the people here. Please, when it's time to worship, make it personal. Personalize it the way you have your personal devices. Don't share with anybody. Just focus and just worship him. Just worship him. And then when it's time for the Spirit of God to move, please don't. We've been taught things in the wrong way. When the Holy Ghost wants to move, that's when some of people say, Jesus, don't do that. No. Just receive as it comes. Then begin to see what is happening in your body. Listen. we will get greater results that way. Now, let me tell you something about worship. Let me tell you something about worship. And all this teaching, please. I thank God for what God is doing in this place. I've seen people are so hungry for our teachings. All the way from UK. If you go and check, people are... You know, please, after service, take these teachings. Listen to them again and again and again and again. Don't say, it's just Pastor T. One day you won't find me here. Please, those teachings, you take, digest them. Why? Because God wants to use you. But He wants to show the riches of His grace, first of all, in your life. And then you use that, you, now to now reach out and use it to heal others. Hallelujah. And then we'll see people coming to Christ as never before. Unbelievers. So when it's time to just worship Him, it won't take time. The time is off. We'll go in the next 5 minutes. But it doesn't take long time for the Holy Ghost to move. Now, something happened in the church office yesterday. We had someone who is living faith. He came to invite us for a program. My wife is for a program they're doing, you know, in ICC in September. They've done all the flyers. They've done all the program and all. It's a big program. Politicians and all that. So he came to the church. Joe, where is Joe? How many of us were in the church when he came? He came with a stomach ailment. Well, yesterday, right? While we were there worshiping, he does not even know the floor of the church. He does not even know that this is something that God is emphasizing right now. He did not know. He just came in and said, they are worshiping here. Okay, let me just worship. After that, I'll go and see the pastor and see him. As we're just there worshiping, the power of God came upon him. His stomach ailment instantly was healed. Listen, he could not stop himself. He said he must give this testimony before he leaves this place. So was that right? I don't believe that a man like that in living faith at that level will come up in that place. There's even more testimonies than here. So, when it's time to worship, please personalize it. And then when it's time, I say, oh, Holy Spirit, please just move. Help us. Just receive. And I'm trusting God in the precious name of Jesus that grace will be imparted into everyone who is here tonight. Why? Because it's the God that heals us. And if God can do this in the old covenant, how much more in the new covenant? Hallelujah. Now, lift up your hands again. Just worship the Lord. Just worship Him. Worship the Lord. There is power, mighty in the blood. There is power, mighty in the blood. There is power mighty in the blood. There is power mighty.
blood.